Also, we are flogging our literary annual from last year, only $3. Real bargain. We're losing money on it, but we're trying to get rid of it. $3.
Sorry, baby.
You won't regret it.
Used to sell for $5.
Have you ever heard famous poem, Penis Queef? It's in there.
That's okay. Hey,
I owe you.
Anyway, we're going to start the second half of the reading. And again, each reader is going to go just about 10 minutes. 5-10 minutes. We'll be finished before too long. You guys, be careful not to rub up against the art. All that. We're going to start with...
By art, we mean other people.
Someone said tabloid. Very interesting. We're starting with Brian O'Donoghue tonight. He's our only prose writer, but he's got interesting stuff. Welcome, Brian.
First off, I just want to thank everyone for coming out.
Yeah!
It's been such a fun night. Woo! Having an open mind, a plot, really getting into it. It's been really great so far. And second off, this is an important night, not only for the future of poetry in general, but also because in my hand I hold an envelope, and in this envelope is a letter from an organization. They're referred to as Cat Fighting Raccoon. They're very, very sort of... You can refer to them as secret. When they want you to know about them, you'll know about them, and you're going to find out about them tonight. And if you're not familiar with them, let me just read their statement of intent first, so that way you can have some sort of general background information before we get into this. Statement of intent, Cat Fighting Raccoon. International proclamations exclaiming the degrees through which one can accomplish mental transgression. A banquet table with the nation's leaders adorning the sides, addressing Cat Fighting Raccoon. If we allow Cat Fighting Raccoon to continue, it will not only reflect on our lack of moral compass, but put future generations into a state of peril. And so it ended for them. A state of statehood states that static stagnation be mandatory. Birthed from Project MK Ultra, as well as a more secret project referred to as Project Runway, far preceding the nationally adored show, no relationship at all, long before. They were born as Cold War soldiers, minds molded for a battle not fought on turf, but within the frequencies of the mind. Their eyes became scopes for scouting suspicious movement, aware of all peripheral activity. Their ears became radars that recept wayward information, calculating all corners of the room. Their families were the scientists that went home to other families. Plucked from the anonymity of the American suburb, they trained for a fight believed to be inevitable. When the wall crumbled under the inspiration of David Hasselhoff, Cat Fighting Raccoon was left to pick up the rubble. Left with no home base to report to, Cat Fighting Raccoon soon embraced the medium of music. They think not of music as an imitative song and dance performed by the lacklustered, angst-riddled pseudo-artist, but they perceive it as a form of speech, dialogue, debate, with all undertones entirely sexual, but isn't everything. Thoughts are projected via frequency override and then given a tone to match. They play what they are thinking, and if you are unable to understand what they are saying, then perhaps your frontal lobe requires readjustment. From the depths of Cat Fighting Raccoon, Acapulco, Peru. Woo! Now, I'm going to read their letter, personally addressed.
Ooh, open.
Alright. Hello, all. We're excited over establishing contact with you, the D-Steel Society of Advanced Poetics. Word is spreading quickly through the global subversion network of your magnificent deeds done in the name of discourse. We at Cat Fighting Raccoon realize you may not have heard of us, and that is to be expected in many cases. However, make no mistake, we are here to help you, or rather, help you help you. Homogenize your hemoglobin, recharge your electrons, realign your brainwaves, and coordinate the cerebellum. Are you prepared to free yourself from those mental shackles that bind your emaciated limbs? Do you yearn to lift your weary arms and announce yourself anew? Repeat the oath then. I will no longer be anybody's psychic slave. I am no longer imprisoned in my own subconscious. My mind is mine until the time I die. The road ahead is long and arduous. Insidious means are practiced and exacted onto us all. Every billboard, bus ad, blockbuster movie, and precariously crafted radio single seeks to infiltrate the fortress of our conscience. The tentacle of this reptilian regime reaches and extends into the minds of every world citizen, young to old, meek to bold. The tentacle wraps itself around your frontal lobe and worms its way into the cerebellum. Children's television and music propagate propaganda. Get them while they're young. The Marxist dialogue of Barney the Dinosaur reveals itself in a playful manner, lashing onto the child's psyche, whilst the Wiggles counterbalance with their endorsement of crass commercialism. This is done intentionally, not to educate, but to confuse. The goal is to create generations of adult human beings more complacent than the last. The sing-along songs are the cattle call of government-endorsed mind control. Hidden with every song is a message. Hidden with every dance, an order. Late-night television is made to make the viewer feel inadequate. Every character is a remarkable example of genetics, impeccable in form. For this reason, for this being that secretly, but perhaps not so much anymore, Hollywood has been the center of eugenics for years upon years. Before he was Ferris Bueller, Matthew Broderick was grown in a lab and harvested with mean others like him. Paris Hilton fermented on a germ tray, and Neil Diamond sprouted forth from seeds planted. These icons are bred to be used and summarily disposed when their purpose is served, much like the products they are created to endorse. It is possible to circumvent these calculated transgressions on our mental state. First, you must become aware of the toxins that ebb and flow through the sickly veins of culture. You must be able to distinguish the threats before they become a threat. Turn off your television, destroy all radios, cross out all cross currents, and isolate all negative particles. Only then will you be able to be prepared to defend yourself. Second, you must build your body's defense mechanisms. You must not ingest anything that was not directly grown from the ground. It begins at childhood, where they stuff you full of toxic ingredients meant to weaken your state and make you susceptible to invasive attacks. An example being Kool-Aid, which was developed by Illuminati scientists and contains mechanical microorganisms that parasitically drain you of your electric current. The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, as it's called, is a rolling gulag. Those who commit acts of defiance find their way onto the giant pork product and vanish completely. The fluoride in toothpaste contains conductors that transmit your thought patterns to the highest bidder. Lastly, you must learn ultimate means of communication. The music that you hear tonight is being transmitted over pirate satellites. And then they are being beamed back to the locations, remote locations, that shelter the global subversion network. The notes they are playing act as a language that can effectively communicate the ideas and concepts being proposed here tonight. As this is being read, we have translators stationed, deconstructing each note and redirecting the tempo. Tonight is the night that the D-Steel Society joins the crusade. Although a cat-fighting raccoon appears to be hidden, we have agents and comrades located in large numbers all throughout the world, and maybe one day that will include you. Take care, brothers and sisters. Stay aware, and always keep your cerebral core about you. And remember this oath. I will no longer be anybody's psychic slave. I'm no longer imprisoned in my own subconscious. My mind is mine until the time I die.
Merge.
Who's next, Brian? I get the immense joy of introducing Casey Smith, a person who's not only been a teacher to many of us, but also a great friend, great poet as well. I have a couple poems to read tonight. Thank you.
Sexy white.
The first one is Introduction to the Black Dwarf. Black are the first tales, sake of the ideal scorn, the imaginary author's son at the slate quarries, misshapen, disagreeable objects. Herd of the last world, the bottom farm sequestered small of the few cottage walls, the corner spectator architect, wonder of the proprietor, ground the late property harmless to the personal door following the ingenious traditions of good stock. The countryman's best panel and the end of sense that insults greatest the most. Caterpillars in the lady's cabbages, the worms of most beauties, the soft green bubblings, and the complexities of the celebrated church, where the concourse ideas are common. As the churchyard eyes of the vulgar poor children in the neighborhood of ideal fear, the same sale of produce and the simple country situation of the next meal in the alms bag, left deformed by the beginning present of curiosity and the dead same happiness, the family venerable in the philosopher's mansion house will veil the occasional taste to elect the best volume, a sense of the utter story and the catastrophe of the work idea, of the solitary reader, disproportioned and distorted, the black dwarf.
Not many laughs
in these poems, guys.
Lady Cabbages, baby.
It's fine.
This one is based on a text by the Marquis de Sade. Maybe you'll like this better. It's called
The Marquis of Caramis, baby.
It's called Corrupted by These Two Sirens. Convent celebrity, the prettiest traces of insanity, the paternal first accounts of one germ, defect of the bottom chocolate, house of the most ambitious age, a world of men, and the hardest philosopher's retirement, books of the other pupil, days of prompt women, the single virtue of friends, most of the nine desires, on occasion the doors higher, son of the one other, disordered air face, the naked same, principles total and natural, two of the same kisses, fingers higher than strawberries, devil attraction that gauzes, homage to the Greeks, two breaks of decency, drawn in the bed, most same, pleasure of the moment, same, bed other than the interior, of the rascal matrix and care, true pleasure angel, principles and fables never content, the forces of the moment softest, kind end now lost, convent disorders of the villains, table party.
Woo! True pleasure angel! True pleasure angel!
Thank you. Called Notice Against Nature. Few of the castle's families were with enormous armors of ancestors. Portraits die, and the faces of the past, present, left dead, and punctuated by the gums and tended grooves of one more duke, and the marquis, who detected a prevalence of lymph, declines. Males work for ages in the territories of Brie, hollow eyes ventilated dry from the last antique from Nice, advanced and ambiguous as the nobility nerves top, abandonments in the progression towards growth. Mother, father, and the castle were once husband, woman, another, large duchess makes noises in the shade of the first child's intelligence. Latin living on the first boarding holiday of summer, the facetious room servants read children's books days and nights. All afternoon in the countryside, small foothills and meadows, shade high, death, water, fresh peat, green coasts with wind extent, and the blue dusk sky of the horizon tower. Sons of the gilded air, night took glory advantage of the theological subtleties of the Jesuit orders, unknown, and paternal priest programs, training in the castle library. The count's relations in the street chair world, heraldic dowagers in the men, the descendants of last feudal features, cut stem of a fern, softened pulp of an invitation that reproaches offices, Catholic attacks, of girls' eye, the majority. Controlled patients obeying the numbered additions benefit from the sale, same, safe, doctrinaire, middle-class opinion of the shoemaker in the corner world with the same insignificance exchanged with the skin of patriotic newspapers. The range of public works is as ceaseless as human carnal meals. Time for small desserts as the table slides innate. Already the fortune is contestable and made sleepy by exciting the dirtiness of misery.
Woo! Irish people sing!
Woo! Okay, one last one before our final reader. And this one is called The Call to Life.
Watch out, Corbin. I'm drinking malt liquor now.
This one is based on Charles Dickens' The Tale of Two Cities. Some of you remember that. Some of you probably didn't read it, even though you said you did. We're called to life. The best of the worst age. An age epic and epic. Season of the season spring. The winter other than period present. A superlative throne. Lord, state your year. Life's sublime swallowing. Spirits of this earthly crown. Human chickens whole. Shield guidance and rain. The woods rough and heavy. Weather farmer. Revolutions. Rather atheistical and traitorous. The capital furniture highwayman. A dark light captain. The head mail guard failure. And the Lord's illustrious majestic law. Next mobs and mobsters. Musketeers they mob. In common myth the hangman. Cans, dozens of doors and tables. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Our last reader tonight, although Mike's going to give a little shout out at the very, very end to send us into the night.
Just shout out to Cleveland.
Shout out to Cleveland. Jen DePalma, a founding member of. That's right. You heard it. You heard it. It is Jen DePalma. All the young girls.
Okay, maybe some of you, this first poem, I'm just going to get started. I don't know how many of you received these text messages from Mike demanding poetry be written. Or drinks be drunk or whatever. It's not really about Mike, but it was something that I wrote because he demanded that I write something. This is what I came up with. It's all about one. ASAP, rat-a-tat-tat, is from a rat, is brought to you by a bat. Summer haircut, should have worn a hat. Listerine sun. Still think about it, still laugh about it, still, waters continue to run. Beneath the city of politicians and mathematai, magi, shins, highways and cryways for surfers of unknown origin to jump right in and come out the other side, more or less alive than the other guy. Okay. Woo! I got a lot to read, you gotta move through them quick. The next one is sort of based on this project that I've been doing where I'll go through old notebooks and pull out kind of notes that I've been making, and then somehow they sort of all come together to make this portrait or, poem, but it becomes like kind of a portrait of the time for me. So here it is. From the periphery, 3 and 60 seconds. The war has waged for 3 days straight. We are lost without a compass, a bird to break the silence. Johnny Appleseed, I knew it could only get worse, and I'm realizing at this exact moment I'm only the organ beating in my chest. They lock the gates, copper with punches and galvanized steel. I met a guy from Mali outside the library. He is going to Southeastern University for a master's degree. Spin, spin, spin. It's around, it's around, it's around. G-O-P-N-I-K buys 60 Geese Bend quilt stamps. The package has arrived, and all is not lost. You can see every little inch. Kiss it, make it better. Is this a stranger in my bed every time I wake up? We make our way through the dictionary and find the mud, peat, and bog seeping out from under the silver grasses. And more, the Felco store returns department, a division of the empty page is filled by getting VA fertilizer pesticide applicators license. The same kind of idea, like pulling just a bunch of things from wherever, but this is sort of like about this trip that I took to Costa Rica, and we were like backpacking around and we met some strange characters, had a good time.
Hey, traveler's cakes, baby.
When we get home, watch forerunners up and down the hills. There goes Fast Eddie, the only English-speaking person of the world, with a baby and a bag of laundry. The afternoon rains and dreadlocks make this room smell like Snow White, and the orchids dance around. The maggots, larvae, are still burrowing and eating away at that rotting piece of tree in his front room. So many dead bugs drop from the sky that we remember New England as dirty, weird, north. The movies and the party never stops. The bus rides are longer. The clutches bust, and we decide to float downriver. In the ocean swells, and lay on the sand under the tree until we are no longer high. Everything vibrates, everything vibrates, everything vibrates, everything vibrates, everything vibrates. Especially Snow White, Fast Eddie, the bus, and the forerunners. Avocado Man with a crooked back, no shoes, and white shorts. Do you believe me? Are you a cop? If this is a stick-up, I'll stick my passport up my crotch. Woo! The poison is all gone. Number one rule for hiking, don't step on anyone else's superhighway. Number two, don't fall on anyone else's volcano. Lay like an alligator, half in, half out, lazy and cold-blooded. Snap like an iguana tail to the pinky. And Jesus Christ, walk on water, eat the eggs, lay them, or get out of the way. We are all coming through, all of us, on the Jeep Boat Jeep.
Woo! Jeep Boat Jeep! Woo! Jeep Boat Jeep!
But here's another poem. This one was inspired by kind of, like, I moved to New York for a little while, and
woo!
The people that I encountered there were sort of young, like me, but they all seemed to be, kind of like without responsibility, which
sure.
It made me think that they just seemed like a lot of kids running around with no parents, like in school or something, but without teachers. So, here we go. The cities we live in. All mothers are growing older and more sad. Their children are all at the disco, dancing and grinding, late into the early morning. The mothers are in the laundry room, smelling the laundry for freshness, and wishing there was still something left over. All the baby smells are gone and have been for a long time. The babies are still at the disco, drinking upstairs in the velvet room, drinking themselves silly and crying periodically. The mothers are now at the grocery store, smelling fruit, wishing they could go to the disco too. Instead, they collect cookies and crackers in case the children come home. But the children are never coming home. The babies are busy eating big slice pizzas and sweating on strangers they just met and waking up too late for church.
Love you.
The most recent series of work, which are based on living in a basement.
basement.
So they're just supposed to be just like ultra, you know, just like really exaggerating. But no, living in a basement really is like this.
Yeah.
So this is called Path of Totality, Eclipse Umbra. And the Eclipse Umbra is right when the sun kind of goes behind and, like, it's all black and dark.
The monkeys are howling from the
Clothes pile everywhere. Dehumidifier red light on, full. Rust in the bathtub from the bobby pin, abandoned. The grime is growing thicker. A rotting cabbage bouquet revealed by a faint and persistent light shows nothing but neglect. The turtle reluctantly grows, and the pleco lies in wait under the rocks in the shadows. All the Tupperware is stained red. All the photos have been bent. There are grease marks on the walls. There are fragments of bicycles everywhere. There is no breeze. There are no windows. The hearts begin to mold over, indistinct and heavy. This is all they have, a hole in the earth, a cave in the dark that slowly consumes. Maybe some of you guys have lived in the
basement. Yeah, man, I know.
Woo! Maybe it's the first poem in that series.
Where the roach crickets are running.
Dark love. Living in the shadows. Dust and moisture hang in the air. Crickets drown in half-empty glasses. Spiders nest in corners. And the bodies rest. Intertwined. Alone. A dark love creeps in from all directions.
Woo!
Alright, two more. The next one is sort of about, like, looking back on kind of making art and my thesis work, which was about airplanes. And kind of metaphorically, this idea of, like, being faced with a large challenge, or being faced with kind of a blank paper and trying to sift your way through or trying to find something that's going to guide you into that paper or into that piece of art. Maybe you'll get that. Paper airplanes. White and clean, folded and shaped, the airplanes glide, a fleet of them, into the night sky. And if this were the only thing my heart was resting on, I could rest assured, everything would fail. Everything ubiquitous would fail. I will now attempt to make the deepest sound ever detected in the universe, without any weapons. This is a white dove, flapping her wings on the same air that echoes with the buzzing of bombers. And this dove dives into the other's nest, returning. Instead of an olive branch, a plane, a ship, a floating boxcar with no direction, the lost subway tunnels now underground rivers, caverns taken back by the ocean. There is nowhere to go but into the cold, white nothing, unarmed. This next one, was
they tell those people to come in from outside, or to move away from the fucking door. Tell LSV, I'll kick his ass.
There's someone near the door?
They're all over, right. They're talking.
Okay. Hey, guys, Jen's finishing.
One
phone.
We can hold it for
okay.
A little bit longer.
Shut up.
A little bit longer.
I love you.
So this started out as kind of an attempt at a love poem that wouldn't be cheesy, and then it sort of became, like, in writing about all the things that reminded me of this person, or it sort of became just a portrait of someone else and then a portrait of myself, and that sort of growing up with someone, your whole life and being so intertwined that everything about you is them and everything about them is you, kind of. You are in the cumulus, in the stratus, in the nimbus clouds, in the rain, in the atoms, in the nucleus, in the molecules, in the ground, in the soil and the dirt, in the dogwood and the boxwood, in the crepe myrtle, in the linens, in the pillows and the beds of our childhood, in the beds of our future, in the garden beds of our town, in the garden beds of time, in clocks ticking, in alarm clocks ringing, in snooze buttons weeping on Saturday morning, in snooze buttons beeping on Thursday morning, in snooze buttons screaming, in waking, in wishing, in scheming, in engines, in carburetors, in fuel lines, in brake lines, in lifelines, in wrinkle lines, in tractors, in mowers, in trucks. In scars on my right shin, in scars on my bike frame, in scars on my favorite cup, in handmade back porches, in smoky bonfires, in the Hudson River, in George's Lake, in the Potomac, in the Occoquan, in Jacob's Rock, in Spy Rock, in rope swings, in the ocean, in the sand, in the creek, in the tent, in mountains, in grass. In the house, in the kitchen, in the closet, in the yard, in the dog that barks, in the spider that hunts, in the newt that slides, in the fish that swims, in the turtle that dives, in ants that work, in squirrels that play in the park, in the street, in the sidewalk, in the trail, in the hike, in the climb, in the run, in the ride, in the school, in the work, in the art. So that's it for me.
Mike is going to give a little good night to us. I want to say before you all leave, to remember Transformer in your charitable giving, and also to really gave us the venue. Special thanks to the 5 readers behind me. Fantastic stuff. We're going to do this again. We're still writing, so you'll hear about our future readers. Thank you. And this is Mike to send us off, and then some music as we leave.
Here it is.
Sorry.
I will.
Whoa. Whoa there. What
that is? This is an auto pre-epitaph. I will die like James Dean. Only.
Yeah.
Only older, older, less accomplished, less sought after, less dramatic, unknown.